It was a short walk and a two-deck ascent via lift to the bridge, where two deck guards met him and escorted him within. Auto doors parted to admit them. The bridge had a rough figure eight layout, with banks of monitors and interfaced code techs in the aft loop, while the operations dais occupied the forward section. The Ambassador Sim was seated by one of the screens and holoplanes that encircled the dais. He raised a hand in greeting. The captain, standing a quarter turn away, glanced over and nodded, then went back to frowning at something unseen and muttering over his lip-bead mic. Robert sat down in the seat next to the Sim and leaned forward slightly.
"Saw some interesting repair duty rosters pinned to walls on my way here," he said quietly. "And overheard a couple of revealing conversations on the state of this vessel. Just how badly was it damaged by the missile? And why did it survive when the Brolturan battleship didn't? And however did it get through my rescue in one piece?"
The Ambassador Sim's affable demeanour never wavered.
"You know about the Spiral Crusade," he said.
"Got a summary from the terminal in your room," Robert said.
"Well, after the missile attack and the subsequent spiral gunship assaults, the Heracles was a near wreck, going by the logs. A third of the generators were junk, and another third were offline, as were the battle systems. Velasquez's emergency jump was an act of pure desperation, which damaged his hyperdrive and plunged them down into hyperspace. By the time I found them, nearly half the ship had been surrendered to vacuum due to hull breaches and failed environment systems. Luckily, the construct provided me with a hold full of energy and shield modules and a few combat drones, which I modified to maintain shield strength at the weak points. When we arrived to collect you from the crypt ship, the double and, in some places, triple-layer shields made Heracles almost invulnerable. For a limited period, that is."
"How are the repairs going?"
"Let us say that it's a work in progress."
Robert glanced over at the captain.
"Velasquez looks a little vexed."
"We are deep in the tears of the abyss," the Sim said. "From my ship, I sent a spy probe on ahead to our target destination, and it has just returned. The data gathered presents a daunting picture."
"Your ship?"
The Sim nodded.
"The construct provided a fast scout for my journey. It is berthed in the Heracles' main hold and may soon play a crucial role in what lies ahead."
"Okay, I'm curious," Robert said with a smile. "What did the probe discover?"
"Life forms. Gigantic life forms," the Sim said. "Some kind of multi-level signal block prevented the probe from engaging the full range of its sensors, but it did get something before it was forced to pull out."
The Ambassador Sim fingered a few bead controls on the holoplane between them, and a dark image sprang into being. It was so dark that for a moment Robert thought he was looking at nothing. Then the Sim adjusted the enhancement, and an uneven, curved surface emerged from the gloom, and, as his sight acclimatized, he saw that it was a planet, barren and airless.